Welcome to the Isaka Podcast. This week we're coming to you from the InfoSecurity Isaka North America Expo and Conference in New York City. I'm your host Jay Schwab, and on today's offstage and off-script episode of the podcast, we're joined by Dr. Charlie Harry, CEO with Decision Point Analytics and a professor at the University of Maryland in the School of Public Policy as well as the School of Information Studies. Charlie presented today at the conference on assessing integrated risk intelligently. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
At a high level, how would you assess the state of securing critical infrastructure?
Well, I think the real challenge in this space is the broad immaturity of being able to assess risk, not only at a very technical level in terms of identifying vulnerabilities in operating systems or in particular applications, but how that is merged with organizational and business risk. And this is a part of the discipline that is not entirely mature and is an area, frankly, that a lot of people are struggling in.
So what are some of your biggest concerns when it comes to protecting critical infrastructure?
My biggest concern is the issue of complexity. So what I mean by complexity is that, you know, oftentimes in this space, we tend to only think about the technical systems. We think of kind of the one-off vulnerabilities in IoT systems or industrial IoT systems. But the real fact of the matter is, in the real challenge here, is that you've got really complex technical structures, networks, computers, IT/OT integration, and all the things that we know about, we normally hear about, but we also have complex human systems. We have organizations and business units that have to work together to produce products. We have a variety of different individuals that have access to different parts of your organization with a variety of different access levels. We have supply chains that serve not only the IT infrastructure, but also third-party vendors that are part of your business. So how do you actually assess risk when all of those items are coming together and forming a complex system? And that's really at the heart of the challenge that most businesses and frankly most public officials are facing today.
So what tend to be some of the most common stumbling blocks?
So I give you one example, the ability to assess supply chain risk. You know, oftentimes, you know, the enormity of the problem is intimidating. When you think about how many vendors, let's say a large organization has to deal with, it's likely hundreds to thousands, and where they connect in your network, meaning, you know, which vendors are providing your operating systems as a reseller, who's providing the hardware, but in addition, who's providing, you know, POS devices, you know, all of these are potential attack vectors that a threat actor might leverage. So it's not only about assessing the particular vendor and, you know, the quality of their balance sheet or, you know, their financial reputation and maybe even their own cybersecurity risk, but where they are in your network. And when you think about that, it's actually an incredibly challenging task. And that's just one aspect, right? So, you know, I could apply the exact same logic to the individuals using your network, as well as all the various IT systems that work together to provide a critical service.
You've laid out several serious challenges here. What's a logical starting point for organizations to start making headway?
Yeah, so I think there are some foundational questions that, frankly, we need to think about because and all of us have been in this situation before. You know, we have this urgent problem and we want to rush to get to a solution. We want to be able to push something out in 90 days or 120 days, whatever it is. But the simple fact of the matter is we need to take a step back and realize that because of this complexity, because of the nuance of the situation, we maybe need to think about answering very specific questions. And a good example is in your traditional risk assessment. In traditional risk assessment, you know, it's effect times likelihood and you get a risk value. But, you know, when you start asking very basic questions like, what do you mean by effect? You know, are you talking about the effect on a specific technical system? Or are you talking about the effect on the organization? Or are you talking about societal effects? Well, then that opens up other questions like, well, how do I measure it? Do I measure it in dollar terms solely? Or do I need to think about it in terms of an index? Do I need to think about an index that takes into account the impact of a compromise on a particular organization on the whole of society? So a very simple question like, what do you mean by effect? suddenly snowballs into a series of other questions. And so this is an area where I think industry and academia and the public sector can work together to try to create some foundations to the discipline that allow us to build more complex organizational structures that better address the problem of cyber.
I'm sure it varies some from country to country, but generally, do you think governments are giving these threats the attention and resources that they should be?
Yeah, I mean, I think the situation's gotten a lot better over the years. The United States has done a really good job. You know, they just recently, in the last year or so, released the first U.S. cybersecurity strategy in about 15 years, and that was a big step forward. You know, there have been some, you know, pretty significant achievements like the NIST standard framework. But, you know, those are starting points, right? Those are, you know, we recognize there's a problem. We recognize that we need a government approach that brings in the private sector in a very meaningful way to help solve this problem. The challenge is that now that we've all kind of recognized the problem, we all recognize that maybe a risk-based approach to solving is a good idea. Critical infrastructure is something we want to address. Now we actually have the hard work, which is, well, how do I pivot from this is a really good idea, this is a real good, you know, this is a problem we need to solve, and marry that with the technical realities. You know, we have a lot of really, really smart technologists in this space who are doing incredible work. But how do we translate the work they're doing in a way that is meaningful to the organizational managers and leaders and public policy makers, right? That's where we're not quite where we need to be. And that's where there's a lot of this foundational work that needs to be done to better translate. I mean, anyone who's, you know, kind of watched some of the hearings on Capitol Hill when Mark Zuckerberg gave his talk, I think recognizes that there's a problem there. There's a disconnect between certain elements of our society, and we need to get better there. And I think that's an area of, you know, that really needs quite a bit of improvement.
You wrote an article on this topic recently in which you mentioned the challenge of assessing strategic impacts from a risk perspective. How should practitioners go about thinking about that approach?
Yeah, so, you know, the first thing I would argue is that we need to start thinking about risk to organizations as a complex system. And by that I mean, well, instead of looking at risk to a network, right, we want to break up that network into smaller components that are tied to functional activities. Things like, okay, how do I actually conduct my payroll? Well, it's not all 100,000 nodes in my network, it's five, right? You know, so breaking it down in logical chunks, then applying attack scenarios against that, I think starts to get you into a better place. And it also has the benefit of mashing up with the best practice guidance that you find in things like the NIST standard framework or the RMF, you know, risk management framework documentation from the federal government. So I think that, you know, those are some practical first steps. You know, a lot of the work that we do both at the University of Maryland and at Decision Point is to take that a step further and to really generate means of measuring severity and in a repeatable way that allows you to measure the range of effects across an entire landscape. And when you do that, then you start getting better nuance in where to actually apply your resources to be more effective. And that's really the name of the game. It's about how do I manage my resources in a constrained environment to better achieve an outcome to protect my organization or to protect critical infrastructure.
Who at an organization do you think needs to be involved in some of those decisions, some of that prioritizing?
Well, I think, you know, there are several different folks that need to be involved. Clearly, the leadership needs to be involved. You know, the board and the C-suite in general need to have a deeper appreciation for how cybersecurity affects their business. And typically what we do is we say, well, we've got the cyber problem. We know we've got a problem. We're going to throw $10 million or $20 million at it. And then they kind of throw it over, you know, to the CISO and the CIO, and they say, we'll figure it out. And, you know, maybe the CIO or the CISO come and they start talking to the board about the number of vulnerabilities or this version of Linux. Well, you know, that doesn't resonate with the board. So we need a language that allows us to marry the technologists with the business owners. And when you do that in a way that is is speaking to the revenue generation capacity for the firm, you will really catch the attention of the leadership. And that's a more productive conversation than just simply coming up with reams and reams of, you know, kind of these risk charts that we all know and sometimes love. That is a real problem. And I honestly, I think that's an area where we can make some substantial progress.
You touched earlier on the interdependencies between firms and how that factors into the equation. Can you elaborate a little bit on that point?
Yeah, what I really mean by that is when you take a step outside of just your own organization, and let's say you're a large tire manufacturer or something like that, you're actually part of a broader ecosystem oftentimes. So for instance, let's say we were talking about the movement of cargo of your tires from one part of the earth to the next. Well, the way you actually move those tires is you put them in a container, a 20-foot or a 40-foot container, and you call up a trucker. Trucker comes up, picks up the container, brings it to what we call a rail ramp, puts it on an actual rail car. That rail car moves it across country, probably to a port facility. That port facility takes that container off. That container then will be moved on a ship to some other part of the world, taken off the ship, put it on a rail car. That rail car then takes it to another trucker, and eventually you get to the factory or facility it was meant to go to. At each stage, it's a different organization that's supported by its own IT infrastructure, has its own attack surface. But if I'm concerned about the strategic implication of a cyber attack, I've got to think about, well, if someone takes down a port facility, let's say in Baltimore, then that's going to have a broader set of logistical impacts to thousands of potential companies. That's what I mean by interdependence. And so if you're a policymaker, or frankly, even if you're a CEO of a large, complex global organization, you need to think about that interdependence. And so therefore, when you go to something as, you know, somewhat mundane as a risk, you know, assessment, you've got to think in those terms. It's integrated. The world is integrated. One of the biggest challenges that I see is that, you know, if we are not accounting for cyber risk in an integrated way, we're actually misallocating our scarce resources, and that's a problem.
So as we mentioned off the top, we're coming to you from the InfoSecurity ISACA North America Expo and Conference, where Charlie just presented on this topic today here in New York. Did any questions or feedback from your session at the conference surprise you? What type of response do you tend to get when you talk to people about these issues?
No, I think, you know, what I find when I talk to folks about this issue in a range of different functions, from academia to industry and to government, people recognize we got a problem. They recognize that this is difficult. This interdependence problem is a real issue. And where people are grasping are methods, actual techniques to do it, right? It's not enough just to talk about it. We got to figure out a way to do it. And so what I'm often presenting over the last several years is an analytic model of how to actually do it. I get lots of different questions about how viable is this in a real world, situation. And they'll bring up, points of, you have a large number of devices and networks and you have to, and all of those things are valid. I completely agree with those views. The argument that I give is that, is this difficult? Yes, it is difficult. However, it is, I think, a part of the industry that needs to be developed. My personal belief, and I'm certainly, it could be wrong. My 4.5-year-old daughter always tells me how I'm wrong. But I do think there's an entire class of individuals that need to be trained, that understand enough about the technology, but understand the business environment, and who can do this kind of modeling. And what I'm really trying to provide is an approach, not necessarily the answer to everyone's problems, but an approach. And I think over time, as we iterate on this, it will get better and stronger. Do I think we capture everything right now? No, I don't think we do. However, I think it is a step in the right direction. And I think people recognize that, the value in trying to take some risk and doing things a little bit differently.
All right, Charlie, very much appreciate your insights on this topic as well as your presentation at the conference today. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Take care.
That's our program for today. For more podcasts from the Info Security ISACA North America Expo and Conference, subscribe to the ISACA podcast to follow along.